Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your place. I'm Starla, and tonight we're going to be made overcomers by the words of our testimony. We want to give everybody a chance to be an overcomer tonight. We're going to play some of Wild Bill's favorite songs, and we'll stop the songs when somebody pushes one on their phone because they have something to share. Who knows, your testimony could be a blessing to someone that you don't even know. And now, without further ado, here's our host, Wild Bill.
Well, hello, Starla. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, doing good. I took a little cat nap there while we was getting ready before the show. I would have slept plumb through it if it hadn't been for Starla. I hate to confess that, but I am excited about the topic on the show tonight. I know that many times that I could have used a class on testimony, and I think many of you can understand what I'm saying. We sometimes think that testimony service is a time to share where, you know, the things that we've overcome, personal consecrations in our life and things like that. in a setting to where we don't even think about how that could be offensive to visitors or guests or someone that's there, and we don't really just stop to think about, you know, what testimony is for. And, I mean, that song pretty much nails it down. I mean, we were created to serve and worship the Almighty God. That was it. That's what we were created to do. And we talk all the time, and I thank Joy for this, about what we have to go through. Everyone, life is life, and it's just a progress that we have to go through. Some people go through it faster, and some people go through it slower. I think sometimes I've gotten to where I can understand more about the children of Israel and their 40 years in the desert and their wanderings there, because it just took them that long to go through their process. And I'm so glad that, you know, God has allowed me not to have to wander quite so long out in the wilderness. But I used to sometimes, when my pastor would call or something, he's like, "Where are you at?" And I'm like, "I'm out on the far side of the world in the desert place," you know, because I'd be out like in New Mexico or Arizona or something like that, and I would feel all alone. But I was thinking today about testimony, and we had an opportunity last night to talk with a couple that is going through some things that I've went through in my past, and I thought, wow, how many times have I stopped and just said, "Lord, I thank you for the process that you put me through. But on the other side of that, that I have a wife who loves me very much and takes care of me, and I have children that are healthy, and even though, you know, they're not doing everything exactly the way I would want them to do it, you know, they're making their own decisions, and right or wrong, you know, they're strong, and they're not afraid to stand up and be who they are. And in some ways, when I was their age, I was not that person, but I'm so thankful that I know that the seed has been planted in each of their lives. And we all know that seed will bring forth fruit in its season, not when we want it to, but in its season. And I'm so thankful for those promises that God's put in our life. And I was thinking about the heritage of family. So many things that I was taught from family that's no longer here and family that is still here that, you know, walked these paths before me and tried to share and teach and nurture me in some of the things of life and what they went through. And I thank God for that, because all those things are important as to who I am today because of that. And then, you know, I say it all the time, I'm so thankful for my sister and her family. This show would not be on the air right now and would have never started without her having the thought for us to do something like this. And I just want you to know that I thank God for her, that she had this vision and that she, you know, was, you know, just came to me to see, you know, here I am out here on the road in a truck, you know, and you would have think this would have been the furthest thing someone would ask someone to do. But, you know, she just had a confidence that this could be something that could be done. And, you know, she had a courage to come to me with it. And going to more recently, I had something happen the other day. Many of you know that I was off work for a couple of months. I had twisted a funny in a slip and a fall at work and pinched a nerve of some kind in my back, so that I actually had numb feelings going up and down my leg. And if I stepped a certain way, that the if I moved my leg a certain way, it caused a pain to radiate all the way up my back, all the way into my neck and the bottom of my head. And it took us about 2 months of prayer and going through treatment and everything. And I'm really thankful for during the heat of the summer that you know, this worked out in a way to keep me from having to be out there to endure some of that. It also gave me a chance to be involved with some things with our church, and gave Starla and I a chance to be involved in something that, you know, financially we believe is going to change our lives. And for the first time ever, I feel like that we have the same vision, other than things of God, to work on something that's going to bless both of us financially. But the other day when I was coming home from work, it was dark. I was tired. It was my first week back on the road. Matter of fact, I think it was my very first day. It was my first day back to work. And I was getting off the exit ramp from 840 onto 65. And it's a real long ramp. I was running every bit of 70 miles an hour. And I saw this flashing light in the median between 65 ramp and 840. But I really couldn't tell what it was. And I thought, well, there's some kind of construction or somebody broke down, had a flat or something. And then I've always been blessed with great reflexes, but something had to click to let me identify that what had actually happened was a tractor trailer truck had missed the exit ramp, and so he had made a choice to cut across from the interstate to the exit ramp across the median that's there, which is pretty flat. And at the last moment, I realized what that was, and I was able to ease over onto the shoulder, which was, you know, a smooth move. I didn't jerk because I realized that, you know, I could turn the vehicle over, and I knew that I'd have to ride on the shoulder for a ways to before I could pull back onto the road. But what I wasn't aware of is that there was a place on the road to where there's a ditch running through there that runs parallel with the road, the first part of it, and it drops down about 18 inches, but it runs into a ditch that runs horizontal straight across in front of my path that's a little over 2 feet deep, and it's only about 18 inches wide. And I hit that running every bit of 65 miles an hour in a van that is just a miracle from God. That's something else. I thank the Lord for my old van. This thing's got over 300,000 miles, and it just keeps on stroking. But, you know, I've hit things like that with newer cars, and it would have tore the wheel plumb off of it or flipped the vehicle or something. But it was just the grace and mercy of God. I never even lost control. I looked in the mirror, and I saw the hubcaps flying off the vehicle, and it actually hit so hard that the tires were fairly new on the van, and one of them, it hit so hard it actually ruptured the side of the sidewall in to make it bubble out. It didn't go flat, didn't have a blowout, so I didn't have, you know, to contend with that. But it damaged the tire to the point that it was ruined. But I never had any loss of control. I never had any point of feeling like that, you know, something catastrophic was going to happen. But just to let me realize how serious it was, it was my neck and back was hurt on the other side from where I'd hurt it before. And I can tell you now that it's gone. That pain is gone. It didn't take 2 months. It didn't take all that. And I think God was wanting me to realize just how blessed and how lucky I was. And at the time of the incident, I didn't realize what I had ran over. I went back the next day coming home from work, and I saw what it was that I had ran through. And I just had to stop right there and just thank the Lord, because I knew that his angels and his hand was there to protect me and to keep me safe, because if I'd hit the truck, it had killed me. I mean, there's no doubt, you know, because it was sideways across the road. It was a flatbed trailer. I'd have went up underneath that trailer. And, I mean, it's just there's no way. It was not going to be a pretty accident. And I thank the Lord of his hand that watches on us when we don't even expect it, when we're going through life and things are coming our way and we're just not aware, you know, what could happen right around the next curve. But God is never surprised. He never sleeps. He never wavers. He's watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people. And I'm so thankful that I serve that God, the God of might, power, and truth, the one that watches over each and every person. He died so that we could all have life and have it more abundant, not just me. He's watching over everyone. And I'm so thankful that it wasn't my time to go, because I feel like there's so much left to be done, not just for myself but in my family. But I'm so thankful that the Lord had mercy on me at that point. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to quite to drag on so much there with my testimony of what's going on in my life, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start up the next song. And the next person has something they want to share, they just push one on their telephone. We'll see it. We'll stop the song and come to you.
Woo! Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. Let's be free.
Break free, but you see I have been
Well, songs come to the end, and no one's pushed one. No one has a testimony. No one has something they want to share about how God's been good to them. No one wants to be an overcomer. Is it just me? Am I the only one that needs to be an overcomer tonight? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm the only one that's in my process of life and everything is coming my way. Whoops, I think we got a hand that came out there. We got a winner. 0887, you're on the air.
Hey there, number one son. How you doing? Can you hear me? My phone is really acting up. I can't hear anything else now, but I hope you can hear me.
He kind of turned himself off for some
all
reason.
All right.
Now, who's that on?
That song right there is on my phone.
Well, that song is called Shackles, and I can't remember what the name of the group is, but I really like it.
It's Mary Mary.
Mary Mary White Contrary?
No, just Mary Mary. It is an excellent song. When we started the clubhouse, that was the theme song, and it just I put it on my phone. It's very, very good. I guess of all the things that I thank the Lord for, I praise Him for my salvation and for my family, my children. But the shackles, the bondage that was in my life that only God and I know about. And I never want to forget how He broke those chains that had me so bound. He's a mighty God. And I was talking to a lady today, and it's amazing how we get the cart before the horse, and we want to break the chains off and then come to God, and God is saying, come to me and I'll break the chains. And when we cooperate with Him, and I just am so thankful, so very thankful every day that I live that He broke some of the most horrible bondages that I could think of, and He broke them off of me. I'm not perfect, but I'm almost.
You're published. Hey, that means something.
Yeah, my book is getting, people are using it for a devotional. I think that's so interesting. They're using one chapter a night, and they're every age group from first grade all the way up to 16 years old, and then adults, and God's used it. I'm very happy.
Well, I'm very happy for you. You know, it's funny when you get to looking at testimonies, and I know you've been around church longer than I have, but we really don't realize the power that's there in our testimony, do we?
Well, testimony is what it's all about. I mean, what I think Brother Shield, someone mentioned one time, that, you know, you can tell me all day long that turnip greens don't exist, but if I've just eaten me some cornbread and turnip greens, you might as well just hush. And our testimony is what God, what we know, what we have tasted, and we know it's real. I mean, the Bible says, taste and see the Lord is good, and it's like honey, and it's wonderful. Living for God, it's really the only sure thing. You know, so many times in life we have expectations. We do. We just all are unique, and we have expectations. And when those particular things are shattered, we have to regroup. And every time we find, the Bible says that Jesus is our anchor. The hope in Him is our anchor. He never fails us. He can't. He cannot fail. The one thing, it's impossible for Him to fail or lie or do anything. And He promised us that He wouldn't leave us or forsake us. And He's always there. He's a mighty God. He's a loving God. He's a wonderful God. And I will share that I lived in a particular location for 8 or 9 years now, and it worked out. It was just a situation where I needed to move, and I was devastated at 71 years old to just get out and start pulling stuff out and packing and moving, and it became a very lengthy move. In fact, it's not over, and it started in July. But I walked into, forget it, 4 or 5 days ago, I walked into a beautiful mobile home that had been completely remodeled, and the people are selling it to me for an unbelievably low price, no interest, payment, a monthly payment that is just, it's just lower than going out to eat. It's just very, seriously. And my lawn will be taken care of, and it's just, it's unbelievable what God can do for us. And if he hadn't have, if he doesn't, if it's gone tomorrow, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. And he'll, I'm looking forward to that time with him. That's my testimony. And I remember when Daddy was laying in the hospital and he'd been in a coma for a long time and hadn't really been able to talk to him. And he came out of that coma, out of a deep, deep coma, singing that this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I don't feel at home in this world anymore. That's a testimony of a man that knew God and loved God.
Yeah, Grandpa had a certain way about him. You know, I like what you were saying there when you were talking about, you know, God being the foundation and everything, because as we do go through this process of life, we find that we change. We find that the people around us change. We feel like nobody understands us. We, and Joy and I have talked about this before. We look for other people to make us feel complete or to make us feel happy or, you know, to motivate or just, you know, we get to looking for different things from people. And then we get upset when it's not there. But out of all these things that are not there, God's always there, no matter what. And when we finally, when I finally went all the way through the alphabet, I'm like, duh, you know, why have I not went to God with this? You know, I just, it kills me sometimes that it's not just automatically a reflex to go to God first. I know that if I'd have been there when they were carrying the Ark of the Covenant and it started to shift, that I'd have been one of those people to reach up there to help it, study it. And that was a no-no. You know, I want to do something, but so many times I want to put my hand to something that God's never told us we had to do. You know, when he said we're made overcomers by the word of our testimony, of course, the other part of that is that you end up living, going through something. It's just like a preacher when he preaches a message. He better have been spiritually prepared when he puts that together, because the test for that is going to come. But,
yeah, right,
you know, just
you're right. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, that is part of it. It is part of what helps us overcome, but it also lets us realize that we didn't do it on our own. You know, a lot of times I like to say, man, my super quick reflexes and my attention to detail was, I realized what that was, and in a split second I was able to run from 70 miles an hour to turn the cruise control off and eased on the shoulder, then to jerk on there, and you know, even with that being washed out like it was ahead, that my superior driving skills and the great shape of my van is what kept everything together. But deep down I know that that's a 93 vehicle that's got over 300,000 miles on. I make jokes sometimes about one of these days I'm going to hit a bump, there's just going to be a pile of rust and a few nuts and bolts laying in the road. But that thing just, it's like the Lord just keeps on blessing and it keeps on going down the road. And it could quit tomorrow, but God has blessed me with a vehicle where I hadn't had a payment for this whole time, knowing my situation, what happened. You know, I felt like I was so alone and so lost when my job went away. You know, here I had this company, I was making more money than I ever made in my life. I was building up seniority. I was just about to the point where I could have, you know, had a job to where I could have been home every day. You know, it seemed like I had the world by the tail, and all of a sudden it was gone. And I think, I know in my case, sometimes we get to thinking so much about the blessings that God gives us that we forget the blesser that's there in the first place. And so there's that little reminder, it comes in like, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But, you know, you got to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. And it's not easy to go through that, but I'm learning. I called the police when that happened, and I gave them the description of the truck, and they thought the guy, I got behind him, I thought he was going to pull over 2 or 3 times, and he didn't. and he kind of faked me out on one exit ramp. Then I got where I couldn't get back out, but they caught him on up the road, and he wouldn't confess as to what happened, and I couldn't identify him. You know, all I saw was this dark shape of a truck, and there's no telling how I would have acted on something like that a few years back, but I told the trooper, I said, let's don't even worry about filling out a report. God knows what happened. Nobody got killed. I'm alive to be here with my family tonight, be able to go back to work tomorrow, and, you know, we'll just let it go. And the trooper's like, are you sure? You know, that's what you want to do? And I'm like, yes, sir, that's what I want to do. There's no sense in you filling out the paperwork and going through all this. All I have is liability insurance, and, you know, I have to trust that, you know, this is what's supposed to be, you know, and just let it go with that. And he seemed amazed. You know, but I knew that the person that watches out over me is not going to let anything prosper that comes against me. Not anything. You know, maybe that happened right there to get me to wake up a little bit, just to realize that just how precious this life is, and just to realize how God is always there watching. You know, just, you know, sometimes we forget the things that are important that we need to remember. And then a lot of times we remember the things that we should forget and do away with. And that's just the nature of who we are as people. And, I mean, you know, I heard someone say one time the Garden of Eden was perfect until they put people there. You know, so, you know, it's just the dynamic of people even before sin. It was just our nature is something else. So, all right, well, I'm going to put another song on here. And if someone else got something they want to share, and please don't be bashful. If you got a scripture or something like that, bring it to us. But I'm going to try to keep this subject. Whoops, got another one came up here. You want to put them on, Starla?
Well, hello, Sister Kaiser.
Well, hello there. How is everybody?
Everybody's
We're
great.
Doing fantastic.
Well, I've been appreciating what I've heard thus far, and I just wanted to join in. I like the word testimony. You know, I found out years ago that the word testimony is not an opportunity to moan about your test.
That's right.
But we do know we're going to be tested and tried, be proven true blue for Jesus Christ. I personally have so many testimonies of how God has spared my life. I was in one serious accident several years ago that made me paralyzed, and I had 17 major breaks on the left side of my body, liver dislocated, and they gave me no hope. They had no hope at all. But you know what? What man cannot do, God can. And God can go way beyond what mankind says about any situation. And I know if there are people in this world and people that are hearing this program this evening that they are troubled on every side. They're in the valley of decisions, and they have home problems and marital problems and financial problems and spiritual problems, but there is one solution for everything in the world, and that is Jesus Christ. And when
right.
you are baptized in his name and filled with his Holy Spirit, you will have a testimony. And just imagine how wonderful God is. He wants us to be proven true blue to him. And for that to happen, we must be tried. You know, I've talked to a lot of married couples, of course, throughout the years to see if that's an institution into which I want to be committed. At any rate, I have talked to many couples who are having trouble. And so I'd sit them down, apart from each other, and give them pen and paper and just ask a series of questions and a lot of things that everybody knows just. Anyway, when it all came down to the very end, they had the same thing to say about each other. And it's just that Satan tricks people. He tells people that you can't make it, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a walk with God, whether it's a whatever. But we know that he is the father of lives, according to the Bible. I thank the Lord that he opened my eyes, that I could see, that I could understand truth, and also that I can be willing to say, to tell others that, hey, I have my ups and downs. I've been in and out, but I've never given up. I've never fallen out of love with Jesus. I've never, ever complained about God. It's just too hard. I can't do this anymore. I'm going to come out shouting and singing by the help and grace of God. I'm going all the way, every step of the way, every mile of the way. to the journeys, and we can be victorious because he has given all of us a testimony.
That's true. You know, in a court of law, there's nothing more powerful than the personal testimony that someone can share what, you know, happened and what they saw and witnessed. And it's just sometimes we get to weighing the things in our life that are negative, and you see it in people all the time. They want to blame God. You know, this is God's fault. You know, it's the church's fault, the people in the church, and it's the preacher's fault. And everything has to be tied up with the church when things kind of get tough in people's lives. And what they don't realize is that this is spiritual warfare, and there's a real enemy out there that wants to kill and steal and destroy the things of God in their lives and in their family. There's nothing more powerful to me than a family that's living for God. Two that's united together as one in faith, believing, and hanging on to the things of God. There's a power and authority there over a family that just it has. The devil knows that he cannot win in that situation is what it is. And so he wants to use everything, all the devices that's there. But one of the things that I always look back and I have to realize is that the Satan is on a short leash, and he can't do anything that God doesn't allow him to do, not anything. And so all these tests and trials, God knew that I needed those to come into my life. I didn't know it, and I didn't like it. It's kind of like some of that medicine Mom used to give me when I was a kid. We were talking here not long ago. She used to mix up some kind of concoction with honey in it, and I didn't like honey. When I was a little kid, I had this toy box, and I used to, anything I didn't like, I think I went back there and spit it in that toy box. And I think Mom's even said I used to bath him in that toy box a little bit. I think they finally had to burn the thing. I don't know. But it was, you know, it's just, you know, what's, sometimes what's good for us, we don't realize they don't taste good, and it may not feel good. But in the process that once we turn it over to God, it's going to be good. Everything God touches is good. Everything he created, he looked at it, it was good. You know, he didn't create any junk. And he don't ever start a work that he don't plan on finishing in people's lives. But when we can all learn to not blame God, but to thank God for all the things that he's put in our life. I mean, look at everything on this earth that we have to enjoy. I mean, you know, the seasons change. It's not like we have this boring thing to look at every day. And this beautiful sunsets and sunrises, and we got the plains and the mountains in this country here, and beautiful rivers and things. And God created all that for man to be able to enjoy. And then we've taken the things of God, and look what we've done with it. You know, we've tried to water down the gospel. We've tried to say that, you know, you take this part of the scripture, but this really don't apply. And, you know, you know, don't look at this and look at that. And we're dividing God's word up to make it into what's politically correct or what we think is politically correct. We don't even have enough sense to really know what that is, I don't think. And then what we've done is we've taken what was meant to be one thing and we've weakened it to where it doesn't have that life-changing power in people's lives. It doesn't supply that foundation and anchor that people are looking for. Because the one thing that every soul is looking for is that connection to Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's going to satisfy who we are. And every time in my life that I've looked away from that and tried to be satisfied with other things, that's when I realized just how powerful and how important it is to have a relationship with a God who loves me. He didn't say that. This, in our mindset, people have to do something for us before they get some kind of affection or something back. But God came to us while we were still as his enemy and died for us, loved us, you know, paid the price before. Not like you guys got to straighten yourself up and then I'm going to do this. And I'm just blown away that the Almighty God loves us that much that he would do those things. I didn't mean to talk so long there, Sister Kaiser. Did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Yes, just one thing. Thank you. I was pastoring a church in Illinois several years ago, and a man had a horrible tragedy come to his family. And so while I was there that evening at his home, he got real vehement and came right toward me. He said, I thought maybe he was going to what, hit me or whatever. He said, how could God let this happen? How? You say there's a God. I don't, how can he let this happen to my daddy? I said, well, may I ask you a question? He said, yeah. I said, well, I've invited you to church probably 34 times or more. And you never come. You always say you're going to come. You always promise you'll be there. You've never been there on any holiday, on any main service, any regular service. You've never been there. God had no option. He needs to get your attention one way or another. And somebody thought I was being very crass and rude. But sometimes people do have to, they have to be awakened by the Spirit of God and have to be shaken before they realize, hey, it's not about me. And it's not about things. It's about how is it with my life with the Lord. So God does things in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, one of the things I keep hanging on to is that, you know, he can do abundantly more than I can even think or ask. And when it comes to thinking and dreaming, my wife can tell you, I can dream up some pretty big stuff. But to know that I have a God that can do abundantly more than I can even think or ask, wow. I mean, how blessed are we? All right, well, thank you, Sister Kaiser. Now we're going to go ahead and play another song here and see if somebody else has a comment. And if you're a Blog Talk Mom, has something else that you want to add, you can just come back in here again in a minute. I don't think we have a lot of callers to that. I can't tell. And I think people are being kind of bashful, so... That's too late now. You're on the air. I stopped the song. I had to find it again. I lost it.
Is it echoing? Because I've got you on speakerphone.
Nope.
I had to turn it off because it's on my cell phone.
No, it sounds fine.
Oh, well, I can be grateful that I've been on a trip to Seattle, and it was beautiful and amazing.
Wow.
For health, for America, for all of y'all, all kinds of things.
That's good. I kind of missed it. You had a post on there for everybody to pray for the other day, and I hate to admit it, it was a couple of days later before I even saw it on there, but everything's working out okay. God's moved in. And
Well, things are working out okay based on what you were saying earlier. It's all okay. You got to trust the process. Whatever it
yeah.
is that's happening, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, we learned that it's, you know, beyond anything that we can see, we can't see around those corners and just lean on God. But that's hard. I mean, it's easy to say. I remember I used to get so mad when I'd be going through something really bad and someone quote that scripture, all things work together for the good. I was like, well, if I poke you in the eye, I bet you won't say that to me again. You know? And I know that's the wrong attitude, but I was like, ugh. You know, there's a whole Bible there. Can you give me something besides that? You know.
But you talk about it's hard not to do it, too. It's just hard. Sometimes things, and they all hard. They are hard, but I think it's easier to look at it this way than it is to just wallow around in it and be miserable.
That's true. I mean, it's funny, though. I've tried, begged, cried, and pleaded with one of my family members that was fixing to have a wedding, you know, not to do that. And then, and you know, I just decided to take it to God. I'm like, Lord, if this was meant to be and it's going to be a blessing for her, then, you know, let me step back. But, you know, if it's your will, Lord, I'd really appreciate if you keep this from happening. And next thing I know, I find out there's not going to be a wedding. So it's amazing when we turn things to God. When he does it, there's no hard feelings. When I try to fix things, everybody's mad at me. So it don't work out quite the same. And your husband was out of the country there for a couple of days, wasn't he? I thought I saw he was up in Canada or something.
Yes, he did go to Canada with his brother and cousins. He had a really good time.
That's good. I'm going to be calling you here, I think, next month, trying to get you involved in my business a little bit more. We're fixing to, you have one of those states that's non-regulated on utilities, and you'll be able to get your utilities cheaper through me than what you're paying for them through whichever service you're using. So I'm pretty excited about that.
We used your roadside assistance people today because my car, for sitting for a week while I was in Seattle in the hot, hot sun, lost its charge. And so they had to come out and dump us off.
Well, I'm glad they came and helped you. You know, I don't know what if it's getting more mellow with age and learning to sit back and not jump in on something, but I've learned, you know, and I told someone the other day, when those things happen, I stop now and think, well, Lord, you know, maybe you're keeping me from an accident or something. You know, I just need to just chill out and not get upset and, you know, just kind of go with the flow more and just, you know, realize that there's things that I don't understand. But it sure is an aggravation when you're running late somewhere and you go to jump in the car and it won't start.
Yeah. But I'm with you. We got to just trust the process, do what we can do, and not get all fired up about what we don't have any control over.
Can you believe that when you made that phone call, how long ago has it been now and this show has been going on just because somehow or another you came across Blog Talk Radio?
I know. Such a good thing. I put out some of your cards in the Denver airport and the Seattle airport.
Wow, thank you.
Hopefully get us some new listeners.
Yeah, we're still getting a lot in the archives. The live show is, I think a lot of it has to do with school starting and everything, people trying to get adjusted to that, and so we don't have, you know, quite the group there that we had before. But there again, you know, like I've always said, if it just touches one person, you know, and I feel like we've done that on several occasions. So not just to mention the things it's done for me personally. You know, it's something when you have to be to sort of keep your antenna up and, like, you know, be prayerful, like, Lord, where do you want me to go with this tonight? And you know, be willing to do something like that. And there's times to where, you know, you and Block Top Mom came in and carried the show for us. And, you know, that's so great to have family that can come in and do that stuff. So, and one of the things I really appreciate about you is how you look at things. You have a clear-cut way of cutting through all the clutter of things better than anyone I've ever seen in my life, and I feel so blessed to have you as part of my life.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. Right back at you.
No, I'm the clutter person, trust me. I'm not the – I finally, the other day, I took a good look at those shoes of Dad's I was talking about. One heel, there was nothing there. It just had the outline of it. It was – I don't know how long. It was completely gone. And the other one was the one I was looking at, thought it was bad shape. So you can imagine.
Yeah, right back at you.
Like, yeah.
Love you. Not that you don't muddy things up on occasion.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You've been on the other end of me muddying things up, trying to fix stuff. So I do have a tendency when I put my hands to it not to be the same as it was before. I've kind of
yeah, we're better all the time, aren't we? And that's the point.
That's true. I muted Blog Talk Mom there. Did you have anything you want to add to this with us here, Blog Talk?
I'm just loving hearing y'all talk, and I'm so deeply grateful for. You and Joy and Starla, and this is just a wonderful program.
With Sister Kaiser.
Sister Kaiser
yeah,
has been the dearest friend. I can't even start to describe to you how hard she's worked this week helping me get everything together, and she's just been priceless. I will be indebted for the rest of my life to my dear friend.
You know, it's funny sometimes how we forget and take things for granted. I've had people that I've actually made fun of, and this sounds awful. You know, I used to race cars, and I had this guy that he had a garage, and it seemed like I've always somehow or another the people that were just a little bit off. That's the only way I know how to say that, but I attracted those people, and of course, I heard someone say one time, birds of a feather flock together, you know. But anyway, this guy was helping me work on my car and everything, but he would just show up at the most inopportune times. And I just was like, ugh. And I forgot about the hundreds and thousands of dollars that he saved me financially by the mechanical things that he did for me, you know, on my vehicles. And I was like, you know, You got to take people, and I don't know when it was that I finally realized you got to take people for who they are, not what you want them to be. And
that's
when you
good.
Have people come into your life like you've had Sister Kaiser come in, you know, y'all been on ministry together before, and, you know, you was working on trying to start a church at one time together, and I know so many different works. You've helped her put things together where she was going to the mission field alone, and, you know, there's things at times to where I'm sure Satan despises the work that you two can put together and get things knocked out. But any time you put two people together, there's going to be personalities come up. There's going to be struggles and trials. And sometimes we just forget how blessed we are for the people that are there. And it's just, Sister Kaiser seems almost like family to me because, you know, she's been around so long. I won't ever forget the first time I ever met her. We were sitting at Shake and Shake, and she was getting her drink already, and I wasn't really paying attention. I hadn't seen Mom in a while, and she pulled her straw back a little bit and kind of knotted the end of it up, raised it up, and blew the paper right in my face. And I'm like, who is this lady? So I better turn her mic on here so she can defend herself, Sister Kaiser. I don't want to put something like that out there and let you be able to talk too.
There's no need defending me or at all. I just believe in having a good time. And sometimes, you know what, it breaks down. That little thing with the straw gets more people's attention. And I'll let your mother tell about the art when I did that. But it's just a way to kind of break down walls. And everybody knows we're not starchy. We're not highfalutin. We're just trying to have clean fun that doesn't offend the Lord. And just believe in the Lord. And I've always appreciated it. There's something that Sister Lively and your family just always appreciated. Like I just brought into the family, but your mother's been a solid rock in my life. And I just appreciate her life, and I appreciate her prayer life and her teaching and her preaching ability. And believe it or not, she can sing. And I will say she sounds a little bit better when I help her. Not.
Hard together.
We enjoy Jesus together. Go ahead.
Oh, that's what I was agreeing with, that y'all sound good together. I love to hear y'all sing together.
I would thank you. We work together.
You know, we've
too.
Had one person on the show tonight that I haven't heard them testify at all, and I just kind of wondering, she don't want to be an overcomer tonight, but has anyone heard Starla testify or say anything tonight?
It's your turn, Starla.
Starla's
here.
Getting on her nerves. She's with it, right, Starla?
Well, God is a mighty God, and I can't imagine my life without him. And I just love it serving him. And he's wonderful, awesome. And my prayer is for him to use me.
That's
my song, Use Me, Lord. I kept waiting for you to play that song, and you didn't. I guess Wild Bill went away again.
Sister Starla, you know that I activated the prayer chain the other day for you? Did you get my message?
Yes, I was telling you that. I really appreciate that. I've really had a struggle with my arm, and that happens to be my left arm. I'm claiming the healing in Jesus' name.
That's beautiful. I just felt led for everybody to pray, and they did. They really got in there and prayed. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, is unite with others and seeking God for something. It's just beautiful.
Everybody got quiet all of a sudden. We're getting back down here to the last few minutes of the show, and we've been throwing it out there. Anyone that's got a suggestion or something they want to share on the show, or a guest speaker that someone wanted to suggest, or if one of you guys want to come in and have something you want to share on the show, you can just post something or give us a call or whatever. And because it's not all, you know, when we started this, it wasn't just about Wild Bill's opinion or anything like that. We wanted it to be a show where people could call in and voice their opinions and share thoughts, and people could discuss things. And it's, I know one of the blessings about being in Christian school was that we had an opportunity to study these things, but we also had, it was an open forum to where we could ask questions and put, you know, scripture up against other scriptures to try to weigh things out. And that was one of the things that was really unique about going to Christian school versus not going to Christian school, was our Bible class. It wasn't a dictator type thing that Brother Shield did. He was very into letting us weigh things out and going through it. And I think sometimes we tickled him with some of the things we'd come up with, and especially after Brian Jr. came along the scene. But it was always such a blessing to, you know, have that foundational teaching in my life. And I feel so blessed because of that. So, Joy Bells, if you got a sermon or something you wanted to share with us sometime, you need to just let me know. I think I done scared her off. But the same thing goes for Blog Talk Mom and you too, Sister Kaiser. You know, if you ever get a thought or something you feel is real important to share, because I do feel that, you know, things in this world are winding up. It's, I don't know, some of the things that are happening in this day and time, I don't know, if you get older, you become more aware of what's going on, and that is part of the cycle of life thing too, to where, you know, just as your life is winding down and, you know, you're losing more than you're gaining, it seems like in some ways that you notice these things more. Or is it really, you know, changing that much? Because I hear kids talking about the price of gas, and it didn't seem that big a thing to them. But I remember when I first started buying gas, when I got my first motorcycle, it was about 29 cents a gallon. And then when I got my first car, it was about 39 cents a gallon. And it stayed between 39 and 42 cents, it seemed like forever. And to go now and it be, you know, over $3 a gallon, I just like, man, this is just, I don't know how people are making it, because wages have not gone up for most people. In most cases, their wages have went down because the good jobs are downsized or moved outside the country. And I met a man the other day, Starla and I both did, the man is now a millionaire. But he was wealthy before. He had a business that was involved with stonewashing blue jeans, and he thought he had the world by the tail. His family was living the high life, and he lived over in Jackson, Tennessee, and a little thing came along called NAFTA, and when it did, he couldn't compete with the process that was coming from Mexico, and it put him out of business. I mean, in a couple of weeks' time, he had to shut the doors to a business that he had built for years that had made him wealthy. And he tells a story about where he had decided he took a bottle and was going to commit suicide. Starla, are you there? Can you share that? Because you actually read, you know, what all happened on that. Can you kind of share that with what happened? I think everybody's running away from me. Are you there, Starla?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, she's here. Yeah, can you share that with us, what happened with Chris Doyle?
Well, he had that Laundry Unlimited, and...
Well, I was talking, I guess you went away for it. I was talking about the point where he had lost his business and all of his money, and then, you know, he was looking at committing suicide. That's where I'd left it.
I know. I mean, I heard you.
Okay.
He had lost his business, and he had contemplated suicide. And his plan was he got really drunk, and he picked a fight with his wife. And he walked out. And his plan was to hit the bridge at a high rate of speed. I think he was going 100 miles an hour. And on his way to go do that, his daughter and his son, his cell phone just rang off the hook. Anyway, he finally answered it. And that is what saved his life. He turned around and went back home. And I can see where that would be a real life changer. And it did. It changed his whole life.
Yeah, what's funny is, you know, with kids, you know, usually you get sound bites from kids. They want something from you, then they got to go. They don't have time to be with you. They're busy texting or talking. And then here in this incident here, nobody knew but with him what he had planned to do. And here it is, his phone's ringing. I was like, and then they wanted to talk to him, lengthy conversations. And, you know, and you can just tell as you read about what this man went through, how God was moving there. And then he's involved with the fortune business that we're doing now, and he's a millionaire in that business. It took him about 6 years to become a millionaire. And but he took his contacts from what he had before. But, he tells people that, you know, he was praying for something to come along to save him, you know, financially. But then it's something how God put him in a position, because what he's done is he's helped a lot of other people in his process of what's going on, where before everything was all about him and his business. And now he's got a different relationship with his children, with his wife, with his community. And it's amazing how God can turn things around for people in such a way that you would never expect could happen. Well, we ran over our time here. I wanted to share that with you guys, but I hope God blesses each and every one of you. We'll be back next Tuesday night, and y'all just be safe. Remember us in your prayers, and we remember you. Have a good night.